When I first started working at Arnold Palmer Hospital, always the youngest on the team has to take call over Christmas. So on Christmas Eve, I got called because there was a young girl, 4 years old, who came in to the emergency room the night before with vomiting and headaches and trouble walking. And when we did some MRIs of her brain, she was found to have a brain tumor. And I remember going into the family's room on the 24th of December to have to tell them that their daughter had a brain tumor and that it was a malignant, cancerous brain tumor. And I'll never forget that the dad said to me, he said, will I ever get to walk my daughter in her wedding? I said to him at that point, I said, I don't know, but we're going to try damn hard to make that happen. She had 3 surgeries to remove the tumor because it kept growing back. She underwent chemotherapy for over a year and a half. She's been off of therapy now for 6 months, and she's actually doing great. She doesn't have any evidence of the tumor whatsoever. She's back in school, happy, playful. And I remember that I told the father, I said, the only thing I ever want is to be able to go to her wedding one day. He told me a couple of weeks ago that that he was planning to have me walk her. When that dad gives me a call and tells me to walk Chloe down the aisle for her wedding, I'll probably retire after that, because I don't think there could be a greater high or sense of fulfillment after that. That's the truth, though. What else after that?